Welcome back. We are
two chicks.
Whining.
I'm already drunk.
I know. She is. Just the sniffing of the Moscato has made Robin tipsy.
I think I sniffed all the alcohol out of them.
It's not much alcohol in Moscato anyway.
Well, obviously this episode we are doing Moscatos.
Yay.
We're so excited.
We are so excited. There are so many of our listeners who've been waiting for Moscato because they love Moscato. People have been giving us suggestions on which brand to taste. Of course, we didn't listen because we're going to choose what we want to taste.
Which is not Moscato.
Robin, don't be a snob.
I'm not a snob.
So we have, Robin posted four, but one of our customers donated a bottle. It's Stella Rosa Orange Moscato. Is that what it is? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we actually have two bubblies, one red, one rosé, and one just white Moscato.
A boring one. Robin. It might be my favorite.
Sparkling, the bubbly, or which one?
The normal one.
The normal one? Okay.
Yeah.
The normal one. Mm-hmm. It's the one that they actually sell at Olive Garden. A lot of people are crazy about it. What's the name of it? I can't see it from this angle. What's the name of it?
Castello del Poggio.
Right.
Moscato.
Moscato.
Which is from Italy.
Yeah. Okay, so the price point on that one was $8.99. It was on sale at Habersham. So four of the wines came from Habersham, and one came from Adler's Package Shop. So
shout out.
Yeah, shout out. Adler's is our customer. Yeah. Let's try the plain Moscato first.
I want to try the plain one.
Yeah. Or white. I shouldn't say plain. I should say white.
So with Moscato, I'm trying. What am I doing?
I don't know. What are you doing?
Sorry, you get the same pour as me.
That's enough.
We all get to.
Well, this is a little. This is bubbly. It has a little fizz to it. It has a screw top, so it must be more acidic.
So for Moscato,
I smell fruit.
So they're supposed to be floral and fruity smelling, and that comes from the aromatic compound called.
What's linalool?
It's found in mint, citrus flowers, and cinnamon. It's just like aromatic.
That's not bad,
smelly
though.
Goody. Did you try it?
Yeah. It's not bad. I see why it's so popular at Olive Garden.
You know, that isn't that bad.
It's not. It's acidic. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what I taste, though.
I taste nectar. I taste like peach. What's the flavors in it?
Let's see. I don't think it's really going to tell us. Oh, well, musk, peach, honey, and white flowers. It is kind of florally, so, you know, it's not half bad, but I could probably only drink like a glass of it.
Only a glass. It's refreshing. It tastes refreshing. That would be good, like, well, I would mix it with a sangria. No.
Yeah, because sangria is technically, it's like a little sweet. That'd be okay.
It wasn't bad. It's not bad. It's not overly sweet.
If it were the only thing in my fridge, I would drink it. I'm just saying.
That's not saying a lot, Robin.
War.
You know?
Our producer says it tastes like someone put water in his sugar.
He's a vegan, so he don't even remember what sugar tastes like.
Like this. Exactly like this.
And how much alcohol is in that one?
7%.
Oh, okay. And so you and what did you say about Moscatos?
They're usually around like the 5.5.
So that's a lot for a Moscato.
I feel like it, yeah.
Okay. So which one are we going to try next?
Let's try the red. I'm very curious about the red.
Okay, so the red is Barefoot. Which usually to me, I like Barefoot wines. I love their Pinot Grigio, and that was $4.99. A lot of times I used to get my Barefoot from Walgreens because it was the cheapest in town. But of course, they went up on their prices. Mm-hmm. But usually you can get these two for $11.
That's not bad.
Mainly at grocery stores and stuff. So,
well, with the red Moscato,
it's acidic as well.
And it used to, I don't know, with the cheap ones, if you got like a really expensive one, they're supposed to be made with a certain kind of muscat grape. It's like a black muscat, which is very rare to find, though. So
that's probably more expensive Moscato, though.
So these cheap ones, they just mix with Merlot to get that pink color. Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Look at me. I know my shit.
She's learning.
Instead of doing my job, I was studying wine. Yay. Yeah. On my way to being a sommelier.
Oh, ooh. That don't smell right.
That smells rank. Maybe that's Merlot it's mixed with. It's got like a it's sweet, but then it's got that strong like red wine flavor at the end.
It's acidic. Mm-hmm. That it is. I don't know. It kind of reminds me of muscadine wine.
You're supposed to be able to taste raspberry, rose petals, violet, or black tea.
Cherries, you said? Raspberries?
Raspberry, rose petals, violet, and black tea.
I can taste the black tea at the end. I think that's what you're tasting, like the black tea at the
end. Yeah, it's like kind of not harsh, but it's not smooth. Well, it's not awful.
It's not awful either. I think for $4.99, that's a good wine. For $4.99, it's a good wine.
If you just, like, if you need a Moscato because you have people coming over that would like it, that's definitely one to go for.
Yeah. And the thing about Moscato is you have to serve them chilled.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine drinking a warm Moscato?
No, not at all. But I'm like I said, Barefoot, I actually do like the Pinot Grigio.
I like their wines, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like the lower end wines, excuse me, I had to burp all this acid from these two wines.
Sure.
I think for a lower price brand it's good to me. You know.
I don't hate it.
No, I don't. I don't hate either one of the Moscatos so far. It's just, it's different. I don't hate it, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, let's try a bubbly.
The Moscato d'Asti. D'Asti? D'Asti?
What? What is it?
I don't know.
Is Villa Rosa is the name of the, what were you trying to say, Robin?
D'Asti. D'Asti.
D'Asti. Aste Spumante. That's, I don't know, you young, but there used to be a commercial, Martini and Rossi, Aste Spumante. It's a wine.
Yeah, okay.
My sister know what I'm talking about. Yeah, okay. She's shaking her head. But it was popular back in the day.
Oh, that's perfumey.
Oh, it smells good, though. Oh, that smells good.
It's like, ew, the Moscato.
It smells like, good.
I want to spray it all over me. It's very
floral. My gosh, it smells good. And this is called Villa Rosa. This wine was $8.99 at Habersham. We caught this on sale as well.
It's a 2017. It's been aged.
It's sweet.
That is really sweet, but it's not
to me, awful. It's sweeter than the other two.
Oh, definitely. Well, that's like the bubbly, the sparkling is supposed to be like a little bit sweeter, I feel like. This is almost like a dessert wine. Like, it's so sweet.
But I like the finish. The finish is good. Oh, and it smells heavenly. I just love that.
You know, it is smooth. It reminds me of like drinking sparkling grape juice. You know, when you're little.
No.
Except for you.
Yeah.
You started drinking early.
I do. I'd start taking sips early.
Like the Welch's, like sparkling grape juice. That's
so this,
what it
so
like.
You saying that reminds you of Welch's?
Yeah. Like the sparkling grape juice that you'd get at like Thanksgiving time. That's what it reminds me of.
I never had that, so.
I know. You're probably like five with a huge glass of wine, like, sipping the poison.
You're just jealous.
My mom would let me drink till I was 21.
Really? Legally?
I'm just kidding. Yes, legally. I didn't drink till I was 21.
Your mom listened to this, so be careful what you say.
She knows I drank before I was 21.
That's not bad.
I think one glass and I'd be like, okay, I'm done.
You still wouldn't drink that.
I wouldn't drink the whole bottle in one sitting. I would have a stomach ache. And I love sugar.
You are a junkie.
I would have a stomach ache after that.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
I love that smell. The smell was really good.
It does smell good.
Yeah. But that's more of a dessert wine, you say?
I mean, the way they describe dessert wines is they say some are so sweet you can pour them over ice cream. Like, that's how sweet they are. And that one's pretty sweet. Like, if I didn't know better, I'd probably end up pouring it in, like, a sippy cup for a kid accidentally. I'm like, yeah. Only 5.5% alcohol, not anything.
Yeah, they'll knock your child out for bedtime, so you wouldn't have to worry about that.
I'm taking a note.
Yeah, when you it might start having kids, just give them a little of that instead of Benadryl.
I think that's child abuse.
Maybe that's why my parents gave me a little sippy.
Oh, so you'd shut up and go to
bed. So I would go to bed. Maybe that's what it is.
Kim's nodding. I think you're right. I think you're right.
Because I was the baby. Like, you are the baby. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's try. What's next?
Sweet bitch.
I thought that you would like that one.
We'll see.
Sweet bitch. Because of the name. Sweet bitch. It has a dog in front of it.
It's on the back.
In front. In the front.
That's a girl.
Oh, I thought that was a dog.
Well, probably. Give me an untainted glass.
That's enough. Oh, thank you.
Okay. So this wine is from Chile. Look at that. All right. And it's got, this says it has a 12.5 by
volume. Well, it's got a lot of alcohol in it.
Like.
Oh, this smells good. Like roses.
Oh, it is very floral again.
That's smooth.
I don't like that. Sorry. I knew it was coming. I don't like that. I don't like it at all. The one you thought I was going to, I would choose it for the label. It's got a cute label.
But you wouldn't. It's smooth. Eat some popcorn after it. Stop. Whoa. Stop, Robin.
Uh-uh. Can't.
It's not that bad.
Uh-uh. I don't like the one. Mm-mm.
It's not that bad.
No, thank you.
It is smooth. It's very smooth.
It's got a and weird the thing, flavor. Maybe it's got an alcohol-y flavor.
It doesn't taste like that. The thing about that one was a cork compared to the other ones that we had.
I guess, the two bubblies have corks, and then the other two have screw tops. So.
Right. And this one had a cork. It does have a smooth finish, though.
My stomach hurts. I don't like that one. I'll have one more sip. We'll see.
Well, we'll go around again. We'll go around.
It smells like a dirty dish rag.
It does not smell like no dirty dish rag.
You know when you, leave your dish rag for too long and then you, use it and your hand smells funny afterwards?
That's why you put bleach in your water. It doesn't smell that bad. It does not smell that bad. I smell floral.
It smells like a dirty dish rag. The consensus says, let Kim sniff it. Dee, tiebreaker.
It has a smooth finish. What do you think? It is smooth.
See dirty there? Dish rag. What's it smell like then?
It smells. No. Come on, girl, and stop playing around. it smells like syrup. What kind of syrup?
I'm sorry.
Cane syrup?
What are you saying?
Cane syrup.
Syrup?
Syrup. I'm from Savannah. I'm Geechee and Gullah. So it's syrup.
Syrup.
It's syrup.
Syrup. It sounds like you took Sarah and Philip and put them together. Syrup.
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 How are you supposed to say it?
Syrup.
It's syrup. Anyway, I'm Geechee.
All right, Geechee, you gotta reuse one glass. we're going to move on to the Stella Rosa Moscato, and it's got orange. It even says on here low alcohol.
Well, Stella Rosa is very popular. A lot of people love Stella Rosa.
They shouldn't. It's got 200 calories in it. Oops, sorry.
That's enough.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you're special.
I can hear you looking at me. I can hear it. Got like laser beam eyes.
What are my eyes telling you right now?
They're telling me that, I don't know, you're calling me like a little girl, probably. You didn't even wait.
I like that one.
Ooh, I like the smell of it. It kind of smells like a backyard.
What? What do you mean a backyard?
It's so florally. Ooh, I like that. Ah. Who brought this?
Adler's gave that to us.
Yeah. I like
that. That is good. That Stella Rosa, Moscato Orange, that
shabby.
Is good. That's my favorite.
All right, Sweet Bitches, like, my last.
Sweet Bitches is not that bad. I don't know. But Stella Rosa, Moscato, that's my favorite.
The orange one.
The orange one.
Not to be
one.
Confused with the...
The one from Olive Garden.
The Villa Rosa. What's the difference? Villa, Stella.
That was good, y'all.
Okay, I will say... I do like this one.
It's not overly sweet at all.
I like the sparkling. I
like the
it.
Sparkling.
Yeah. I think that
is a faint
to
taste to me of orange. I don't like taste.
I don't really taste it. Maybe yeah. At the end.
It's that's why I say it's a faint taste of orange. That is good. I'm surprised.
Shoot.
What? What you doing? Calvin?
He's
Oh, he's putting some rum in his.
Oh.
Oh, he making a little cocktail.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
He making a little cocktail. All we need is a lime, and there you go.
How's that taste?
Better? Okay, so he just put some Bacardi in with his
maybe we should bring
Moscato
like,
orange.
Maybe one episode we should bring all the Moscatos back and then bring different clear liquors and mix them
with some limes.
Yeah maybe some edible flowers. Let's get crazy.
Hey,
let's get crazy in here.
You say here?
Here.
Oh, here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to go home already.
You're not even finished. We're not finished. We gotta go back around. Stop, Robin. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. What's your favorite so far?
The Stella Rosa.
So we both agree on that. So what would
we
be
all
your?
Agree.
So what would be your second one? Olive Garden. Olive Garden one.
This one.
Olive Garden one.
Olive Garden, and then
don't put your fingers on top of it.
Clean.
How do I know? I would say something. About okay.
Okay, so
don't put your hand, don't put your finger on it.
The Olive Garden one.
Thank you. Then
this one,
Villa Rosa, is your second.
And then
the red Moscato.
And then the last one would be Sweet Bitch. I didn't like that at all.
You didn't.
Mm-mm.
Oh. But see, you would have bought that because you liked the label.
And then I would have been sorely disappointed.
But you would have drunk it though. Yeah, you need to chug all of that. Don't leave no empty glass.
Okay, Mom.
No, I'm not your mother. I'm your big sister.
Will you finish that one for me?
No.
I can't.
Stop making them crazy faces, girl.
I don't like it. You can't force me to drink something I don't
put
like.
Put some of that rum in it, and then you'll drink
no,
it.
No, it's like a... My headphones are falling.
You the one that poured. You poured. Okay, so what would you serve with Moscato?
Oh, gosh.
Take it to the head and keep it going. Just take it to the head.
What are you even saying?
Take it to the head. You never heard of that?
No. Stop yelling at me. Good Lord. worst episode yet. No, I've never heard that before.
Why is this our worst episode? Because we drank a Moscato? Because
you're yelling at me.
I yell at you all the time. Golly. Robin!
Stop. I'm going to chug it. Hold on. The dirty dish rag.
Sweet bitch.
No, I don't like that one. I'm sorry. I don't like that more than I didn't like the
Chardonnay.
Yes. That's it's like it hits the side of your taste buds.
You want some water?
I got some.
Okay.
I'm being an adult. Just
you being dramatic as usual. If y'all don't know, Robin's actually pretty shy.
New faces.
She is. She is. I lie not to you. She's actually pretty shy.
I hate people. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
New people come in my office. I'm like, sorry to bother you. I'm like, yeah. You better be. I'm just kidding.
No, she's not.
I love people.
No, you don't.
I'm not that shy.
You are shy, though. So you're saying that I'm shy then?
You are definitely not shy.
Yes, I am.
How?
Because I get quiet sometimes.
When?
All the time.
Whatever.
All right. So.
All right. So since I just chugged the sweet bitch, I'm not taking any more of that. Mm-mm. I already know I don't like it.
Okay.
Revisiting won't help.
So let's try the I don't want none of the red one. Give me the Moscato.
The Moscato di Nasty?
Di Nasty?
It's a nice, sleek pour, if I do say so myself.
That's pretty good. I love the smell. I can taste the honey in it.
I do like the smell of this one. It is very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So what would you serve with?
Like I'm on a hill in Italy. What?
What would you serve? What Moscatos?
So when I was reading about Moscatos, it says that they are the perfect pairing with Asian food because
spicy
with the spicy.
Uh huh.
But I'm like, I'd rather have like a Pinot Grigio or something with my, you know. But
you like Pinot Grigio, period. Yeah. I mean, that's your like go to. That's your favorite thing in the world.
But I think it would be good with like, I don't know, like a light, like some chicken, fish.
So you wouldn't serve this with red meats, anything? No.
No. Because red meats are heavy. You need, like, something to bounce it. And sweet wine would definitely not be that.
I don't know. Because sometimes I want something. If I have something savory, sometimes I want something sweet afterwards.
So this reminds me of, like, something you drink in the summertime. Like a chicken salad sandwich. Or, you know, like, summery foods. Like light. A salad. Yeah.
So Moscato, you feel Moscato is more for light fares.
Yeah.
Not for heavy.
Right. You wouldn't drink this with a steak and mashed potatoes and, you know.
Some people would, though.
Shame on them.
There's a snob and Robin coming out now.
I am not a snob.
Yes, you are.
I don't even drink wine as often as you do.
Well, okay. And your point is?
I do like that one.
Okay.
Cool. Cool beans, man.
Yeah. I think I have, I tried every type of wine. There is.
Which one do you want?
I don't want that one. I want the Stella Rosa. Because I'm actually surprised with the Stella Rosa. That one right there is fine. Okay, that's enough. Thank you.
It's very bubbly. You pour it in and it like fizzes. It's like, this reminds me of the way sparkling grape juices are. Because they fizz up like that.
I probably could drink this whole bottle though.
Yeah.
But it's low alcohol.
Yeah. I mean, you could drink the whole thing and be like,
yeah,
and rally the rest of the night.
Yeah. But it's good.
You might have a stomach ache afterwards, though.
It's not really sweet, though. It's not. The Stella Rosa is not overly sweet to me.
Yeah, I still don't like that red Moscato, the barefoot. Mm-mm.
No.
I don't know.
Okay.
You think the red part would make it less sugary, you know?
Because the skin stay on longer?
You think it would, like, make it tone down a bit. But it doesn't really.
No.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. Mm. But like I said, I've had other Barefoots, and my favorite Barefoot is Pinot Grigio.
I love Pinot Grigio.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
Barefoot.
Barefoot. Yeah. Barefoot.
Barefoot
brand.
Has good stuff.
Yeah.
Moscato might not be there. Well, this says it's most awarded wine brand. Oh, not just.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I had to.
Don't be gagging over there.
No, I'm not gagging. Mm-hmm. I have the belch.
Yeah.
The bubbles is making me
the
belch.
Bubbles.
I'm just saying.
Are you going to continue on with wine tonight?
When? For the Christmas party? Mm-hmm. No, I probably won't. I'll probably drink some beer.
Ooh, me too. Me too, me too.
Yeah, we're having our Christmas party after our podcast. No open bar, though. Just beer and wine. No liquor.
That's better than no alcohol at all.
If it was no alcohol, I probably wouldn't be going, period. Being honest, what's a party with no alcohol?
I was going to ask them to make me a rosé, but we all know how that turned out the last time I did that.
I'm going to see Charles. I say, Charles, make Robin a rosé.
You better have a bottle of it hidden in the back to use because.
It's always good to know the bartender. Wherever you go, it's always good to know a bartender.
We will tip you handsomely. Thank you.
The bank will tip you handsomely because we don't make any money.
Yeah, I have like $30 to my name right now. That's great.
That's more than what I have.
Whatever.
Yeah. Mm. I'm single. You got a husband.
My husband doesn't support me like that, though.
Girl, bye.
Not yet. We're recently married. It was a couple years.
Recently married. Y'all been together for what, 7 years before you got married? Or 8 or 10 or 9?
10 and a half.
10. Okay. So, I mean, it happened. I dated my soon-to-be ex-husband for 10 years. I mean, no. I take it back. We dated 7 years.
And then got married. How long were you guys married?
We're not divorced yet, so it would be. Like,
the clock's still ticking.
19 years.
That's not bad.
What? To be married?
You still got tons of time left. To
do what? What is the arm movement? What does this mean?
Find you a sugar daddy.
I need a sugar daddy.
We will take sponsors and sugar daddies.
Chatting and patting. That's all you're going to get from me if you're going to be a sugar daddy.
What if he's really cute, though?
He's got to be, like.
What? Okay. Sugar daddies don't technically have an age. They just have to be rich. What if he's, like, 35?
If he's 35 and he look like Jason Derulo in that picture that's been on the internet, then, hey.
If that didn't break the internet, I don't know what will. You see, they made him take it down.
Why?
It was nudity.
How's that nudity?
Because you can see the outline of it.
The outline looked good to me.
Well, someone got mad and they posted a picture on like something, and they're like, "Oh, but this is still up." And it was Lizzo, and like her whole butt is hanging out.
Exactly.
And he got mad. He was like, "You can let women do stuff, but I can't have this picture of me." And like,
exactly.
My wet jockeys.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm clutching my pearls looking at that.
I think you've ripped them off by now, right? There's pearls missing.
And I need a cigarette.
What? A cigarette?
After.
You don't smoke.
Lord, help me, Jesus. That's all I could say when I saw the picture. Was Lord, help me, Jesus.
Where do we find one of those for you?
Not in Savannah.
For now.
Not in Savannah. But anywho. All you want is somebody to respect you.
Taking applications. Sugar daddy. Respectful.
Respectful sugar daddies. Tall.
Handsome.
And rich. Don't forget the rich part.
Anaconda. Dang.
You just saying? No catfishing out there, right?
That'd be like a 90-day fiancé type deal. Did you see that SNL skit with Will Ferrell?
No.
It was, you know, the episode with, what's his name? And he went to Mexico and was waiting for, what's her face?
Caesar.
Yes. It is a making fun of him, the whole skit.
I feel sorry for that guy.
I don't.
Yes, I do.
He's stupid.
Really, Robin?
He's stupid.
He could be just a little touch.
A lot of touch. He bought edible underwear and brought it to Mexico. He's like, can't wait to use these. On a girl I've never met before. Nina, come on now.
Anyway, we're not going to talk about Caesar. This is a wine show.
I think he was drinking wine while he was waiting for. Ooh, we should do a collab with 90 Day Fiancé and bring people on.
No, Rob.
Love After Lockup.
They don't need to be drinking.
That's what you should do.
No Love After Lockup.
Find
I'm
an
good.
Inmate. Look at him. Sometimes inmates have lots of money waiting for them outside.
On their books? I ain't put no money on no man books.
I don't know, Nina.
Okay. Anywho, back to the wines.
He can take you to wine country. In his trailer park. He's got some grape bushes in the back.
You got lots of jokes tonight, girl.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm sure there's some wineries in California that they, like, employ inmates to, like,
I'm sure there's a lot of places in different states where they employ.
They probably have them stomping on the grapes to make the juice.
You watch too much TV. That's the conclusion that I've gotten to.
I don't watch enough.
That's reality. That's not our reality. Our reality is talking about $10 and under wines. Let's talk about the wines again. And not about my lack of personal life.
Whatever, man. Whatever.
Yeah, the right person is going to be in my life. Who's supposed to be in my life?
Sometimes it takes some time.
It does take time. I'm not rushing.
What? Yeah. We got a nice little posse right here.
Posse?
Posse.
Calvin the Great and my sister?
Yeah.
And you?
Yeah.
You have a husband, and Calvin has a wife.
So? You can have a life outside of your significant other.
You have a life outside of your significant other?
Yeah, this. And then
the podcast. The podcast is your
this
life.
This is my hobby.
Drinking wine and talking trash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. He plays video games. I do this.
And I'll go home to Odie and drink more wine.
I mean, I'll go home and he'll still be playing video games. So.
But you going home to a human. I go home to a dog.
He grunts at me. He's like, huh. It's like a dog. I really hope he doesn't listen to this episode.
You talk so much trash.
I don't talk trash about my husband.
Of course. We all love our husbands at one point in our lives. We may not always like them, but we love them all the time.
It goes with anybody. You don't always have to like them, but you have to.
So
love
you
them.
Don't always like me?
Huh? When what? You boss me around, maybe not.
Well, do I ever tell you anything wrong when I boss you around?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. All right. We clarify that.
You don't always like me.
Say what? What'd you say?
You don't always like me.
Yes, I do.
When I'm really crabby in the morning.
I just tell you about yourself, though.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
And then I take a look at myself. I'm like, you know what? I really need to stop being so rude.
Bitchy.
I wasn't going to go that far, but yeah.
But yeah, you were, last couple of mornings, you have been very bitchy.
Yeah, I'm just like, don't talk to me for an hour.
Well, I left you alone the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I left you alone.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know?
I just need some wine. If you, we should just have, like, a little bit of wine in the fridge.
To mellow you out? To mellow you out?
Sounds like I'm an alcoholic.
Maybe. I can't help it. If your workmate is, you know, like that and you get you upset. Why don't you mix that sweet bitch with the Stella Rosa and see how it tastes?
You got to come back around, but I don't think it's going to help anything.
It may smooth it out. Put a little rum in it, and it probably will smooth it out.
I need to, like, get home and, like, fix my makeup and stuff. I'm going to come back to the party looking like a clown because I'm like. Mike's going to be like, you look good. I'm like, okay. To get there,
yeah, because he's not gonna tell you you look bad.
Exactly. Oh, it smells worse than it did before.
How does it taste? Put some rum in it. Calvin, give her a little bit of rum.
No, that's gonna make it worse. You try it. It's awful.
You like to mix stuff up. I don't understand.
It's still awful. It's like, I thought it would make it better. It made it worse. Yeah, rum is not gonna fix that. Try it, Nina.
I'm good.
No, you try it right now.
All y'all mouths been on there. I don't know. And y'all married, so I don't know what y'all be doing.
I've been with the same guy for like 10 and a half years. I think we're good. Oh, 11 years this month.
But I don't know what kind of tricks you do in the bedroom.
Salad tossing.
She finally got it, people. She got it.
I was like, ooh, we're trying this one tonight.
I'm not drinking after either one of y'all.
Oh, my God. I don't do anything crazy.
I don't know what Calvin do with his wife.
Probably salad tossing. Aww. This is my future.
I'm dead.
Is that really what happens? Oh.
Yeah, it does.
Man. I thought that was just in the movies.
No, it happens in real life. Especially because, you know, sometimes you just don't get turned on because if they get complaining and nagging and just, like, you just don't want to be bothered. You get turned off by nagging. You just rather just go and look at a movie or.
Jason Derulo.
Look at a picture. Go get a rabbit.
Oh, my God. I thought you were talking about, like, an actual rabbit. I was like, what? All right. Our podcast has taken a weird turn.
I'm just saying. This is what women talk about when they drink wine, though.
Poor Calvin.
He's like most men.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. As long as you pay those bills, that's all that matters.
It's like Wendy Williams' husband who had a mistress.
Well, that's taking it too far when you start having a child. And it's like, I don't know. It happens, though. It happens more than you know. Mm-hmm. But it's what you make it. Everybody's relationship is different. And in marriage, you have to work at it. Both parties, not just one. Both have to work at it. It's hard. Marriage is hard. But
I'll learn.
You'll learn. It's growth.
Maybe it's a relationship.
Yeah. It's any relationship. Whether it's friends, you still, you know, there's seasons. Everybody goes through seasons.
So, Moscato?
Yeah, the seasons. And I would
is
say
the wine
summer,
that, like,
season.
Housewives drink while they talk about their husbands.
You think so?
Yeah. Truth serum Moscato.
Oh, okay.
They're like, my husband sucks.
Your husband sucks.
No, not me. I'm saying that they are like that. They talk shit about their husbands while they drink Moscato.
Most women do talk.
And eat their salads.
Most women do talk trash about their husbands.
I don't talk trash about Mike.
No, you don't, because you're newlywed.
It's not like he's new news, you know?
Well, you're still in love. I'm sorry.
Come talk to me in 5 years, Robin.
No, I want you and Mike to have a blessed marriage.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I want everybody to be happy. I want everybody to have peace in their lives.
That's all you can ever hope for anybody.
Yeah. Just like my ex, I want him to have peace in his life as well. I have
even
no.
Even if he doesn't wish the same for you?
Even if he doesn't wish the same for me. I'm serious. Seriously. I want him to find his peace. You know, I hold no grudges or ill will towards him.
You're a good person, Ina.
I try to be.
I do. You are.
So, I want everybody just to have peace in their life. I want everybody.
Happy?
Well, in order to be happy, you have to have peace. Peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
Not everybody has a peace of mind.
Like a peace of mind or like peace of mind?
Peace of mind. How about that, Robin?
Peace of mind.
Since you tripping off my Gullah Geechee accent.
Well, when you call it syrup.
It is syrup. What you call it?
Syrup.
What you call it, Kim? Syrup. See, my sister. Oh, and no, she's an English teacher.
She says syrup. I say syrup, and you say syrup.
Okay.
Y'all over the place.
Tomatoes, tomatoes.
Yeah.
Pecans, pecans.
Oh, caramel, caramel.
Same thing.
Oh, my gosh. Being in the South, I say caramel. Huh?
Oh, okay, yeah. Twix.
Well, we have a janitor. We had janitors.
It's the same thing. It's custodian. Like she said, Twix. Right side, left side. Right side, left side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I gotcha. No, I completely understand.
Okay. Tomatoes, tomatoes.
Potato, potato. I've never met someone who says potato.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't.
Would you like some mashed potatoes?
Unless you're British. Would they say potatoes, potatoes, if you're British?
Probably call it something else.
What?
I don't know. Mash. Hash. Chips.
Chips. They do call fries chips.
Chips.
Yeah. Okay. Like, anyway, let's get back to the wine. We're talking so much trash. We're not even talking about the wines. All right. So.
This was a bust.
Robin.
Okay.
You have a lot of friends who listen to Moscato. And I know a lot of people that, you know, listen about Moscato's as well. And who loved Moscato's? Actually, Moscato's is the number 6 favorite wine in this country.
It's not even in the top 5.
It's in top 10. It's in top 10.
Okay.
But number 1 is on some charts are Chardonnays, which you hate.
I'm not a fan.
And on other charts, Cabernets, Sauvignons, which you're not a fan of reds.
I'm warming up.
To cabs? Or just blends?
Red in general. Warming up. I'm getting there.
All right. So that's what
I'm saying. I got to work my way through them. You know?
All right. So on the Moscato tip, my favorite was the Stella Rosa. That was number 1.
Mine too.
Number 2 was the Olive Garden brand, which is actually, what's the name of it?
That one is the Poggio Moscato.
Number 3 for me is Villa Rosa.
Same.
Number 4 is the Barefoot and Sweet Bitch is the last one.
Hey, we have the same again.
Yeah.
Wow. Winning.
Yeah. 2 out of, this is a 6 episode, so 2 out of 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. The Sweet Bitch, it looks like something from the 80s. Like, it looks like a wine that would have been popular in the 80s.
Why?
I don't know. Like, the eyes, like, they just use, like,
well, I see. I thought that you would like that bottle, though.
No, I do. And it has a dog on the back.
And the name of the wine is Sweet Bitch. So that's why I was just like, oh, but she would get a kick out of that.
It didn't really taste that good. That's the only downfall of that one.
Well, they sell more than Moscato's, too. So maybe some of their other wines may be better.
I could try something else.
Yeah.
I'm just not a sweet wine person. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not a snob.
Yes, you are. Okay.
I prefer like dry, not
drier ones.
Yeah.
Well, that is coming up, people. We're going to do some Proseccos next episode.
Boop, boop. For the end of the year.
For the end. Well, champagne is going to be the last one. Oh, but it's going to be California champagnes. Yes. Not French champagnes.
Isn't that crazy? We're almost at 2020.
I know, right?
The whole, what is it, decade that we've gone through?
Yes. Well, yeah, I've been through more than 1 decade.
Well, me too, but I've been through the 90s, the zeros, the tens.
Well, our Prosecco one, we're actually going to go to a bar and do it. So that would be something new. And in January, you're going to get our designated driver. My sister Kim is going to pick out some wines, and we're going to do a blind taste test.
We're going to try and figure out what they are.
Yes, and she's the key is she's going to find wines that we never tried that's under $10, and it can be any style.
Anything.
Anything.
We need reds, we need whites.
Bubblies.
Bubblies. Whatever you're feeling.
Whatever she's feeling that's under $10, and we're going to do a blind taste test.
Woohoo.
That'll be different.
I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah. It's going to be different. Even Calvin's not going to know the wines. He's going to have to help.
Ooh, we can put him in paper bags.
Yeah, we're going to put him in brown paper bags.
We're like homeless people. Other paper bags.
So, like I said, our next episode will be about Prosecco's, and we're going to go to Toasted Barrel. Mm-hmm. And we're going to
do... here in Savannah.
In Savannah, and we're going to do six, I think, Prosecco's, right?
Yeah. Did we say six?
I don't know. How many did you want to do?
Oh, I don't care. I mean, I'm just, I don't remember what we said.
I thought we said six or five.
I think we did, yeah.
Okay. But there's a lot of Prosecco's that we can find that's under $10. And Prosecco, to me, is like a great gift to give someone during the holidays. You know, I don't think I ever had one that I didn't care for. Have you had a Prosecco that you didn't care for?
I don't think so. I've had champagne that I'm like, eh. Like, this has to have orange juice in it or something, but a Prosecco. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So, I like Proseccos.
And usually around this time of the year, Proseccos goes on sale. So you can really find, like, a more medium price Prosecco for a great price. And like I said, they are great gifts. Wines are great gifts for the holidays for people. I love it when people give me wine.
We just had a good wine.
Oh, one of our customers actually gave us
14 Hands.
Is that the name of it? It was
It
had a horse on it, right? Yeah. Didn't it have a horse on it?
14 Hands.
It was a red blend, which it was excellent. And I think it's under $10 at Habersham.
And that's the house red wine that they serve at Husk in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Which is a very nice restaurant. So that's saying.
And they probably charge you how much for the bottle?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. I looked at their menu. It wasn't technically on their menu, but.
They're probably charging you, what, $15 for?
The bottle?
The bottle. $15, $20 for the bottle at fine at dining. Least. At a fine dining restaurant. Hmm? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's four times the amount that they usually upcharge wines at restaurants. I know. I hate that.
I ain't got time for that. Or money.
No.
My pocketbook's like, meh, meh. I'm empty.
That's why I hate drinking at bars and restaurant wine. If I'm going to drink, I'm going to drink liquor. I'm not going to drink wine.
Unless I got $2 beers, and I'm like, all
right. Yeah, beers.
That's fine.
Yeah, but they just upcharge wine so much. It's like, it's aggravating. So that's why I think it's a good gift to give someone some wine. I definitely would give somebody the Stella Rosa Moscato Orange as a gift.
I do like that one.
Right.
Could I drink a whole bottle of it?
No. But if you have that friend who loves sweet wine, then that is like the perfect gift for them. Even the Villa Rosa Moscato Di Sante.
Yeah. If you're having like people over and want a variety of things, like
at a party,
sweet, that's definitely sweet to go for.
I think those two would probably be the best ones to bring to a party.
Mm-hmm. Or if you have a friend that doesn't like wines per se,
I would introduce them to that Stella Rosa. Yeah. If I was going to introduce someone to Moscato, I think that right there, the Stella Rosa Moscato and the one from the Olive Garden would be a great introduction to Moscatos.
I agree.
Yeah. Villa Rosa, I think, is a little too sweet as an introduction to Moscato, but the Stella Rosa is an Imperial. What does it say?
Yeah, Imperial.
Imperial Moscato Orange, or just probably the Imperial Moscato would be a great introduction, as well as what's the one from Olive Garden? I can't think of the name. I hate to say Olive Garden,
DiMaggio.
The DiMaggio.
Poggio.
Girl, what is the name of the wine?
Castello del Poggio.
The Poggio.
Poggio.
Poggio Moscato from.
Don't listen to me.
I shouldn't.
Joe DiMaggio.
You had me saying it too. Those two would be a great introduction to Moscato. Yeah. You know, just my opinion.
I wouldn't go with the.
Do the sweet bitch. I wouldn't do the barefoot because I think it's too sweet. And if you're trying to figure out your path when it comes to what wine that you would like, I would do that. You know,
I agree.
But like I'm adventurous when it comes to wine, so I'll try anything once. Not everybody is kind of like that.
I'll try everything once, and then if I don't like it, I probably am very hesitant to come back.
But see, the thing is about our podcast, we want people to try different styles of wines and not just limit yourself, because that's how I am. I may not like one particular brand of Pinot Noir, but that doesn't mean that I won't try another brand.
Right.
You know? So we want our listeners to be just as adventurous as us. And, I mean, that's the reason why we decided to do this, just to help you find something that, you know, that you may like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm very stuck in my ways.
Now I think Robin, if you were to go to a restaurant, I think now, like if you go to Olive Garden, I think you would order that, right?
No.
Oh, whatever. If they had the Stella Rosa on the menu, would you order that? As
if
a start?
If I went into Olive Garden thinking that I needed to have a sweet wine, yes.
Okay.
But if I went in there to order wine with my meal, I would probably go.
Okay, if you went in there just to go and get dessert ramen, which wine would you go for?
I would go for the chocolate souffle, but that's just me.
Okay, but would you have a wine to accompany?
Okay, fine, yes. I would go with the Stella Rosa.
That's all I'm asking.
Okay.
God.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Okay.
So we did find a Moscato that you did like.
Right.
And it is the Stella Rosa.
Yeah.
And you were so adamant last time that you was not going to find a wine that you like.
Yeah. Fuck Moscatos.
Robin. Really? Yes. Are you going to edit that out, Calvin?
I'm just kidding. I don't
know.
No,
she's not. No, she's not. Okay.
But no, all right. I will go for the Stella Rosa, yes.
I'm
but
done.
I was very adamant.
I'm done.
I was very adamant that I do not like Moscatos. They're not my first choice for a wine. I'm just saying that.
I'm sure. I know.
I'm not hating on anybody that drinks Moscatos.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I've never judged anybody for drinking Moscato. Who?
Robin, I'm not going to go there. We're not going to name names. But anywho.
Mom's mad.
See, this is exactly what I mean with the age thing. You see why I get smart with you?
What?
Talking about mom's mad.
Well, now, yeah.
I'm done with this girl.
Whatever. You're fine. You still love me.
Some days.
I apologize for saying the F word. Moscato is not that bad.
Your mom is listening to this.
She doesn't drink Moscatos.
But her husband does.
No, he doesn't.
I thought you said that he likes wine at a bargain.
Doesn't mean he likes Moscatos. Huh?
Okay, whatever.
I'm hot. Holy crap.
All right. So, like I said, we will be recording our next episode week after next. And we will be talking about Proseccos, and we will be going to Toasted Barrel and trying some new Proseccos.
I'm pretty excited about that, actually.
Yeah.
To go somewhere.
Yeah. It'll be our first episode outside of the studio, which
is
a
new element.
Yeah. It's frightening. Exciting. It's different. It's new. We love Proseccos. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll make some cocktails out of them. No?
I think we should. Yeah. Because, you drink Prosecco just by itself.
I do.
A lot of people drink it in something. So I think that's a good idea to mix it with something. Be like, hey.
We'll find some Proseccos that are good to mix, as well as some that are good just to try by itself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. So maybe, what, 5 Proseccos maybe? And then at the end of the month, we'll do champagne. But we would do California champagne because French champagne is a little too expensive.
A little out of our budget.
There is some $15 ones that are pretty good, but our show is 10 and under. So I mean, if you have a sugar daddy who will buy you expensive champagne, then
maybe you'll have one in the next couple of weeks.
I doubt it.
I'll find you one.
No, that's I'm good. I'm good. I like
me. I've already got you on some dating
time. No, I already like ODing myself. Because when I get tired of him, I lock him.
Odie can't provide for you.
I know, sexually, he can't. But, you know, there's other ways.
He's comforting. You can sleep with him still.
He
can cuddle.
No, he can't get in my bed because he sheds. No. Fine. I like having the bed to myself. I like, spreading out. No.
Fine.
I'm good.
All right. Well, next episode, 2 weeks from now.
Okay. Prosecco's, people.
Pros.
We'll be popping some bottles.
Popping bottles. And what song is that?
I don't know, Robin.
M-I-G-6. No.
What song is that? I mean, you always come out with these lines, and we always looking like, what is she talking about?
Wait, doesn't T.I. talk about popping bottles?
Yeah, he does. T.I.'s it.
Yeah, he does.
He's an idiot. I'm sorry. I know you love T.I. What?
Oh, thank you.
No, she's saying don't talk about T.I. because she don't want him to come back on us.
Yeah. See?
Okay. So I got two people here who love T.I. even though he's still an idiot. Why would you go to take your daughter? I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. To see if she a virgin, really?
That's not what it was. I mean, that was weird, but.
Whatever. He gets a lot of flip out of the mouth, Kim.
Kim needs a microphone.
No, Kim don't need a microphone because we don't want to hear nobody. Don't T.I.
No, I love T.I. Nina, you know what?
Robin, what?
You need to love T.I. too.
No, I'm good.
Fine. All right, next episode, 2 weeks.
Prosecco's.
Doing it.
We're doing it. At Toasted Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Calvin the Great?
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us for Moscato's. Sorry for the use of the F word. This is definitely an explicit episode. Don't let your children listen.
Please don't let your children listen. Your children don't need to be listening to this regardless, but.
If you have virgin ears, don't listen.
Don't smack in the mic.
Let's go party.
I want your husband to listen to this podcast.
He won't. He's very adamant about it. He's like, nah, I'm good.
Are you serious? Mm. Oh.
He might divorce me. I don't know.
I don't think so. He's stuck with you. Yeah. Even if he wanted to get rid of you, he's still stuck with you. Like we are.
All right. Let's get this over with.
Go for it, girlfriend.
Over and out. Over and out.
Over and out.